listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. Thank you. Check, 1-2. 1-2, check. Broadcast, check. Hi, it's Bob. I don't know if you've tuned in or not, but I thought I would let you know that we'll be doing a little conversation discussion here in River Falls, Wisconsin later this evening. And I thought you might find it interesting to maybe listen in and be part of that conversation. I'll try to log into the chat room, and if that's open and working, then if I see any questions, then I'll answer those as well. So that should start in about an hour and 23 minutes. In the meantime, you're listening to apparently classical music on the horn, which I will try to get sorted out with the home studio. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you.
Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. can I have your attention? Let's go. Well, I got to have your attention. For those of you who don't know, my name is Bruce Wygent, and I'm an out-of-town union thug. I've only been here for 22 years, so by Walker's definitions, I guess that's what I am. I'm a proud union member. I worked in the union all my career. Like Shelley Moore said, I breathe union. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm proud of it, and I will never apologize for it. Unions have helped make us great. Having said that, I come out of the rail industry, and our hero who helped found many of the rail brotherhoods was Eugene Debs. And his mantra was, an injury to one is an injury to all. And we should learn to adopt that. Our brothers and sisters in West Virginia are being injured and abused terribly. And that's an injury to us. And Bob Kincaid, my friend, is here to explain it to you. I met him on a cruise in the Caribbean a year ago. And ever since we broke bread together, I said, I want to get you up to Wisconsin. I want you to address my friends in Pierce County and spread the word. And I'm glad that you're here, Bob. He's a talk show host. He has a program on every day when he gets around to it. And without further ado, Bob Kincaid.
Thank you all very much. Obviously, the microphone is doing nothing to help you here. This is actually for purposes so the folks who share their time tuning in to the Horn, the Head-On Radio Network, can actually hear what we're doing and talking about tonight as well. So this conversation extends beyond this room. In fact, it extends beyond national borders. It extends literally around the globe. So I'm really proud that we can share this conversation together. My name is Bob Kincaid. I do come from West Virginia. I am a hillbilly. I'm an eighth-generation hillbilly. The ninth generation is at home, two members of which are participating in a production of Alice in Wonderland tonight, one member of which is standing here this evening. That's Ferg, my son. And the tenth generation is romping around on the living room floor with their grandmother, my lovely wife. And that ninth and tenth generation is in large part why I'm here, because I'm here to draw some parallel lines and connect some dots. I'm here to tell you a little bit about mountaintop removal, but I'm also here to talk about why it is important that, as Bruce noted, a harm to one is a harm to all, because the toxic coal that is blasted out of the hills and hollers of West Virginia and eastern Kentucky and western Virginia and eastern Tennessee is put on rail cars in many instances, and it's shipped here, and it's burned in Wisconsin. I could probably call up a website right now and get any number of zip codes for you for this area, and I could show you a direct line between a mountaintop removal site in West Virginia or Kentucky or Virginia or Tennessee and your electric power supplier. Here in the Midwest, there's a tremendous growth in especially wind energy, and I sincerely hope that can continue and grow exponentially, because it is our hope. The reason I'm talking to you this evening about mountaintop removal is because we've talked about as much as we can inside Appalachia, and given the struggle that you have on your hands in the very immediate future, the fact of the matter is the struggle for a progressive future in the United States is being waged in Wisconsin, and I have a feeling you know it, and if you don't, please let me tell you that it is. The whole nation is watching you. And we are watching, and we are hoping, because the determination as to what will happen in November, the whole theme and the entire structure of the way the for-profit media talk about what will happen in November will be determined by what happens here. If the vote is not gotten out here, and if Scott Walker is not thrown out of office unequivocally, then the word will go out inside the for-profit media that America, and they won't talk just in they won't talk in terms of Wisconsin. They'll talk about America, that America has signed on to the austerity program of the Republican Party and their family values. Now, pardon me if my Republicans are always cornpone hick redneck voices. It's just the kind I'm used to hearing. But Lord knows you've got them with Wisconsin accents too. But that's what they'll say. On the other hand, if y'all get out there and beat on doors, if y'all get out there and raise a ruckus, if you refuse to accept that, and look, some people call me a name caller. I guess I am. If y'all permit that thug to remain in your governor's mansion for one more day, then we've got real problems for this whole country in November. And the problems we have are social, cultural, personal, environmental, business, political, economic. There is not a thing that what happens here will not touch in the rest of the country. Now, I came here to tell you not just that, but to tell you a little bit about where I come from. Because this is the moral, this is a moral and ethical struggle for our time. It is a question of whether or not our country will permit an entire region to be separated out and destroyed wholesale for profit. It is a similar kind of question that was answered by so many farm boys who came off of farms in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois in 1862. I was just talking about it before we came in here. This area of the country I am absolutely enamored with. I've never seen anything like what I've seen in the upper Midwest. This is a different America. This is the America when the right wing hypocrites talk about small town America. They're actually kind of talking about places like River Falls, but they're talking about it in a sort of pernicious, twisted way. What I see here in the last 2 days is a magnificent example of self-sufficiency and community orientation, where you take the energy of the community and you pour it back into the community, and the entire community benefits as a result. You know, I see locally owned businesses outnumbering corporate businesses by a large number just up and down Main Street here. And I'm here to tell you, that's not what it looks like in the rest of America. The biggest town near where I live is a little place called Beckley, and if you want to sit down to breakfast in Beckley, you're going to sit down at a corporate chain restaurant. You're not going to have what you have here because it has been corporatized. And the culture that you have here, we don't have anymore in Appalachia because it has been erased by the coal industry. Let me just take a break here real quick. Do we have speakers and everything?
We've got some, yeah.
Okay, so what we have here, I want you to have a sense, before we start talking about the numbers and the facts and the figures and the horrors of mountaintop removal, I want you to have a very visceral idea of what it looks like, what it feels like, okay? So this is a film that was made about the organization with whom I work, Coal River Mountain Watch, and a wind project and a project we have to save the last mountain in West Virginia. It features Bobby Kennedy, and it features some of my good friends. And you will see just by watching the first few minutes of the film what we're talking about. Where's the light switch? Okay, there's the light switch. Anytime. Thank you. that there was a jackass. I think that's enough to give you a sense of what's going on. Well, wait, just let it roll one second more. That's what they're supposed to look like. Now, you saw those explosions. And I encourage you, those of you with Netflix, or maybe you'll want to have a meeting later and watch the whole film, I encourage you to. It's powerful. Thank you. Those explosions you saw are comprised of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil, diesel. Okay? That's the same explosive mix that Timothy McVeigh used on the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City in 1995. Those explosions that you saw are set off to the tune of 3 to 5 million pounds of those explosives per day in our communities, all over southern West Virginia. 3 to 5 million pounds. That's a Hiroshima about every 7 days. As you can see, the stuff goes up in the air, and it becomes very, very fine particulated dust. And when you breathe it, you have no choice. Appalachia is not walking around with respirators on their faces. And when you breathe it, you're breathing the silica dust that my good friend Bo was talking about there. You're breathing the non-combusted fuel oil. You are breathing the ammonium nitrate that has been transformed. And so what we found out, and the reason we're going around the country now, in the last 2 years, a series of scientific reports have come out that say this is peer-reviewed science, okay? I mean, other scientists have looked at it and said, no, they're not kidding. This is for real. Cancer, heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, gallbladder disease. I have to get on the table and get mine out here in about 2 months as soon as I can come up with the money for it and the time to get it done when we're not doing this. Birth defects, all are what follows from what you just saw. And they follow, and they do this, please understand, they're not doing this because we've all heard it, whether they're trying to talk about drill baby drill or whether they've found something profitable, some mineral resource profitable in the hills north of here. You know, whenever the profiteers come after whatever it is you have, fracking sand, yeah, the sand that they want to go to use to poison other people somewhere else, and they're going to probably poison people here to get that. You know, they will say things like national security. We need it. It's our energy national security. Bull, they're lying. For instance, coal it turns out that coal is actually less than 40% of our national energy electricity generation now. Less than 4% of that comes from mountaintop removal. We could end mountaintop removal tomorrow, and nobody's lights would even dim. But they've got power companies in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa, and they've got a power company in Nevada in Las Vegas burning mountaintop removal coal because it's profitable for the coal companies, and that's the only reason. I mentioned birth defects a few minutes ago. Give you an idea. These researchers reviewed 1.8 million Appalachian live births. So that means miscarriages and stillbirths were not counted among that number. So the miscarriages and stillbirths that were caused by coal weren't counted, and they are certainly a reality. Of those 1.8 million live Appalachian births, well, let's take, as a for instance, let's take a pair of mothers-to-be. Mother-to-be number one is doing all the things that we want a mother-to-be to do. She's getting good prenatal care. She is taking care of herself and her baby. She doesn't smoke. She's eating right. She's not doing all. And you know what? I think we've got some dietary similarities probably between West Virginia and Wisconsin. You know, I'll have some bacon with extra bacon and gravy. We like that there. But, you know, bad habits. But even if you factor for all of that, mommy number one is doing everything we want her to do, but she lives in a community with mountaintop removal in it. Mommy number two is a nightmare. Mommy number two is running around doing everything we don't want her to do.